Welcome to the Paragon Podcast, a podcast focusing on the needs of high net worth individuals and their families. We discuss the markets, tax strategies, and how to better manage wealth with the goal of living better for today while planning for tomorrow.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. My name is Elian Mendoza, and I'm here with Evan Shorten, the firm's founder and principal.
Hello, everyone. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to the podcast.
So last year, we dedicated a few episodes to discussing the major changes Congress passed in the Secure Act 2.0. Some items have gone into effect for 2024, and other items have been delayed due to the lack of available infrastructure. In this episode, we're going to discuss a few major changes taking effect this year, and one of the biggest changes, which is actually being delayed until 2026. So let's get started. The first major change taking effect this year, Roth 401ks and Roth 403bs will no longer be subject to required minimum distributions starting in 2024.
This may not be known to a lot of people since Roth 401ks and 403bs are not that common in workplaces, but Roth 401ks and 403bs followed similar distribution rules to their non-Roth counterparts. However, this was an odd rule as Roth IRAs don't have required minimum distributions due to being funded after you have already paid taxes. The Secure Act 2.0 now brings employer-sponsored Roth accounts in line with the RMD, required minimum distribution, rules of their Roth IRA counterparts. In other words, RMDs will no longer be required moving forward.
A second major change taking effect in 2024 are increases in contribution limits for retirement accounts, along with catch-up contribution limits available to older retirees.
Yes, the contribution limit for employees who have 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans, and federal government thrift saving plans goes up to $23,000, up from $22,500 last year. Additionally, the contribution limit for traditional and Roth IRAs increased to $7,000, up from $6,500. Where things start to get interesting is in changes made to how catch-up contributions will work moving forward. For starters, the catch-up contribution limits for 2024 will remain the same as last year. Individuals aged 50 and older may contribute an additional $7,500 to their 401k, 403b, and 457 plans, and an additional $1,000 to their IRAs. However, the big change moving forward is that catch-up contributions will be indexed to inflation. Please keep in mind, 2024 is the starting year of the new rule changes, so any inflation adjustments to catch-up contributions would not be seen until 2025. Lastly, with respects to catch-up contributions, the Secure Act 2.0 creates a new age bracket for 60 to 63-year-old individuals, allowing them to make super catch-up contributions of $10,000 or 50% more than the regular catch-up contribution amount, whichever is greater. However, this portion of the Secure Act 2.0 has been delayed until 2025.
Okay, so that last item is a fairly significant change. Will the new super catch-up contributions be indexed for inflation as well? And what about individuals aged 64 and older? Will they have access to the new super catch-up contributions?
Good questions, Elian. The super catch-up contributions for ages 60 to 63-year-olds will be indexed for inflation as well. However, the Secure Act 2.0 specifically states these contribution amounts will apply to 60, 61, 62, and 63-year-olds. Individuals 64 and older will revert back to the catch-up contribution limits.
Okay, so moving along to a few more changes taking effect this year. The Roth IRA phase-out limits are also being increased. And if you're not familiar with the term phase-out, it's simply the maximum income you can earn while still being able to contribute to a Roth IRA.
As mentioned, the maximum IRA contribution for 2024 is $7,000 and $8,000 for those aged 50 or older. However, the income limit for how much you can earn while still being allowed to contribute to a Roth IRA is increasing from $153,000 to $161,000 of modified adjusted gross income. For couples who are married and file taxes jointly, their income limits are increased from $228,000 to $240,000 of their modified adjusted gross income.
And if you're not sure what modified adjusted gross income is, we encourage you to reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to answer any of your questions. It's just that for the purposes of this podcast, a discussion of adjusted gross income versus modified adjusted gross income would probably put most listeners to sleep.
Right. Also, please keep in mind, just because you can't make contributions to a Roth IRA directly, you can still indirectly contribute to a Roth IRA via a backdoor Roth. Essentially, almost anyone can set up and fund a tax-free retirement account. It just may take an extra step for higher income earners. Again, that conversation is outside the scope of this episode, but please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
And another major law change that took effect this year is the creation of the new 529 to Roth IRA rollover. This is probably one of the biggest rule changes with respect to 529 plans, and for many families, makes the 529 plan the best way to save for college moving forward.
One of the biggest inconveniences of 529 plans has been overfunding. Beneficiaries who finish their schooling with excess funds left in the 529 plan have had very little options to access those excess funds, and oftentimes accessing the funds came with a 10% penalty. The Secure Act 2.0 now establishes the ability for the beneficiary to roll over excess funds from a 529 plan into a Roth IRA in their name. There are a few requirements, so let's go over them. 529 to Roth IRA rollovers can be made to a Roth IRA belonging to the same beneficiary, not the account owner who opened or may have contributed to the 529 plan. Roth IRA contribution limits still apply, and 529 to Roth rollovers have to fall within those limits. In other words, the beneficiary can only roll over up to $7,000 in 2024, assuming no other contributions are made in the same year. Next, there is a lifetime maximum of $35,000 per beneficiary that can be rolled over into a Roth IRA from a 529 plan. Any amounts in excess of that $35,000 lifetime limit are not eligible for 529 to Roth rollovers. Next, the 529 plan must have been opened for the beneficiary a minimum of 15 years before the funds can be rolled over into a Roth IRA. If you change the beneficiary of the 529 plan, the 15-year count resets. So keep in mind, this new law isn't a workaround to make additional Roth contributions or to skirt around contribution limits. Lastly, any money that's rolled into a Roth from a 529 plan must have been in the 529 plan for at least 5 years. In other words, any recent contributions made into a 529 plan can't be rolled into a Roth until that contribution has sat in the 529 plan a minimum of 5 years. One thing I want to mention briefly regarding the 15-year rule, the IRS has not yet provided guidance, nor have we been able to verify with our custodian what happens if the account is moved from one plan to another within those 15 years. For example, if you moved the 529 plan from the state of California's plan to the state of Arkansas plan, we still have not been provided proper guidance on these details.
Essentially, if you've had the same 529 plan for the last 15 years and you want to convert plan assets to Roth, it may be a good time to do so. If you have not had the same plan for the last 15 years, it may be best to hold off until more details are given by the IRS.
Yes, for now, that may be the most prudent way to go about it.
Okay, lastly, there was one major change contained within the SECURE Act 2.0 that we want to discuss. But this law doesn't go into effect until 2026, as the appropriate infrastructure doesn't exist to support it yet.
With respect to catch-up contributions in employer-sponsored retirement accounts such as 401ks and 403bs, if you earned more than $145,000 in the prior calendar year, all catch-up contributions must be made to Roth accounts using after-tax dollars. Additionally, this income threshold is going to be indexed for inflation. However, like Elian mentioned, this law has been postponed until 2026 because many employers and brokerage firms still don't offer Roth 401k options. In other words, the industry has to catch up to the new rules.
The SECURE Act 2.0 is comprised of 19 pages of rules changes to retirement accounts, retirement savings, and retirement distributions. We certainly didn't cover the entire SECURE Act in this episode, but rather focused on the larger items affecting the majority of our listeners. The reality is, most of the rule changes affect specific situations and specific retirement scenarios that affect your listeners on a case-by-case basis. If you'd like to discuss how the SECURE Act 2.0 might affect your personal situation, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. In the meantime, please subscribe to the podcast on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or YouTube. Thank you very much.
The Paragon Podcast is brought to you by the professionals at Paragon Financial Partners, a registered SEC investment advisor. The topics discussed herein are for informational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The financial strategies and guidelines discussed herein may not be appropriate for everyone, as each individual circumstance is unique. Please review all tax information with your tax professional. Please review all legal information with your legal professional. If you have any questions or would like additional information, please visit our website at ParagonFinancialPartners.com or email us at info@ParagonFinancialPartners.com.